the light side, the dark side, the Force. Although many will consider Star Wars to be a franchise that is firmly set in the science fiction genre, the presence of the mysterious and ubiquitous Force begins to blur the lines of science fiction into science fantasy. One of the most recognizable and important elements within Star Wars, the Force is largely responsible for making the franchise what it is. This video will serve as a crude and incomplete overview of the Force, and partly what it's capable of, but much of the Force remains a mystery even to the denizens of a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago. To begin with, the Force is a universal metaphysical power that connects with every living creature in the galaxy. Throughout the ages, many have studied the Force to attempt to decipher it, and many more have used the Force to perform incredible deeds. How the Force actually operates is somewhat unknown, but at its most basic level, it is viewed as being divided between the light side of the Force and the dark side. Two sides of the same coin, these viewpoints are seen as moral compasses for how a user wields and operates the Force. Light side use was focused around compassion, selflessness, and benevolence, whereas the dark side is aligned with hatred, fear, and anger. The light side was seen by many, including most Jedis, as being the correct path of the Force, whereas dark side users believed the dark side was more powerful, and thus the rightful way. Most Force users held to one side, and many conflicts throughout the ages have been fought because of these differing viewpoints. The Force has existed throughout any and all recorded history, and in the early days of the galaxy, countless planets discovered the Force on their own. Those on these planets that were Force-sensitive were seen as wizards or demons, and were isolated from other planets until the widespread use of hyperspace travel. One of these groups, the Dai Bendu monks, were among the first to discover and study the Force, as well as discovering the presence of midichlorians. Midichlorians are microscopic organisms that reside in every living creature, and allow a connection between a creature and the Force. Around 37,000 years before the Battle of Yavin and the destruction of the first Death Star, the Dai Bendu discovered a large pyramidal-shaped object that emanated with the Force. The monks could not enter it and were unsure of its origin or purpose, but began meditating near it and worshipping it for a millennia. Finally, the pyramid opened, and the monks discovered it was in fact an ancient starship. The ship transported the monks to the planet Tython, where they met with seven other groups who were also brought by pyramid ships. All the sentient races that were brought to the planet were Force-sensitive, and this meeting contributed to the foundation of the first Jedi Order. The early members of this Jedi Order discovered that the planet Tython was uniquely attuned to the Force, and was affected by any strong imbalance in Force usage, whether light or dark. Because of this, the Force users on Tython used both light and dark side techniques in order to maintain the balance. These years of study and experimentation lasted for centuries, until Tython was invaded by a species of dark side Force users who wielded strange blades powered by the dark side. Although the Jedi managed to repel the invasion, the repercussions of this war were vast, as certain members of the Jedi Order saw the potential of the dark side of the Force, and a schism began. This schism amongst the Jedi Order led to what was known as the Force Wars, a precursor of many conflicts between the light side and the dark side to come. Throughout the ages of history since then, there have been countless Force users that have studied, utilized, and experimented with the Force, ranging from isolated scholars to the counselors of the Jedi Knights. There have also been a number of creatures, sentient aliens, and objects with a unique relationship to the Force. For example, the Isalamiri are lizard-like creatures that have proven to be immune to most effects of the Force. They do so by emitting a bubble up to 10 meters in diameter, that blocks any external Force use projected towards it. They evolved this ability due to a predator on their planet that could hunt using the Force to sense their prey. Certain individuals used the Isalamiri and their bubbles as a defensive measure, blocking Force users' attacks and senses. Another species of lizard could inflict a poison upon a Force user with a bite that reduced the individual's ability to resist the dark side of the Force. There are also a number of different sentient species that are highly resistant or immune to mental manipulation, or mind tricks. This played a role in certain political machinations, as many dark side Force users relied on mental manipulation in their dealings. The creatures with the greatest connection to the Force, however, are the midichlorians. Midichlorians originated from a strange planet located in the heart of the galaxy, known as the Wellspring of Life. Midichlorians, as a microscopic life form, seem to exist in the cells of every living creature. While the complete nature of midichlorians is not understood, there is a clear relation between the number of midichlorians in a creature's cells and their sensitivity to the Force. Like many things, however, there are always exceptions to this rule. While an average human would have less than 2,500 midichlorians per cell, Force users could go much higher, with Anakin Skywalker seeming to have the highest recorded count of 20,000 midichlorians per cell. The Jedi Order used a blood test to find potential initiates, but this knowledge and practice was lost for some time after the Great Jedi Purge. Moving on to what Force users can actually accomplish using the Force, the number of potential abilities is drastically high, with new uses being discovered continually. Many of these abilities were taught by various Force-using organizations, but it was also certainly possible for a lone Force user to discover existing powers or invent new ones. The Jedi Order divided Force powers into three categories: control, for powers that affected the Force user wielding them; sense, which allowed a Force user to connect with the Force around them; and alter, which were powers that modified or affected the Force outside of the user. The modern Jedi Order only taught light side techniques, although there were occasions when certain Jedi utilized dark side techniques. Control techniques are the first that are taught to Jedi initiates in order to open their minds to the Force and to teach the value of self-control. Using the Force on one's own body, a Force user could enhance their natural speed, endurance, and healing capabilities. Users could control the Force to deflect energy blasts, absorb harmful Force energy, or even block a lightsaber attack with a bare hand. Powerful Force users could use control techniques to mask their presence from other Force sensitives, and a very rare few could even meld with the Force after death to become a Force ghost. Control techniques were vital for any Force user, and formed the foundation for further learning. Moving past control techniques, sense abilities were taught to extend understanding of the Force past one's own self and into their environment. These abilities enhanced a user's sense of smell, sight, and sound, allowing Force users to sense things further away and with greater clarity. A Force user could also use these abilities to sense even when their senses were taken away, such as seeing while blinded. Furthermore, by understanding and enhancing their connection with the Force, a Force user could sense and detect any changes in the Force, whether through disaster or imminent threats. Force users would often utilize this sense to locate hidden dangers and avoid ambush, as it provided a means of precognition, both in and out of combat. This ability alone made a Force wielder a dangerous foe to combat. Force users could also, to varying degrees, communicate telepathically with others and read certain thoughts inside an individual's mind. Emotional bonds seem to facilitate this ability, with familial bonds being the strongest. Few Force users would get far without being able to sense the Force around them. Finally, alter abilities comprise the most difficult and the most dangerous powers available to a Force sensitive. These go a step beyond sense abilities, utilizing the Force around them and bending it to their will. A very common technique in this category is telekinesis, using the Force to lift, move, and manipulate objects. The range of this power is immense, from lifting a small rock to lifting a spaceship and beyond, depending on the user's ability. This power would often be used in combat to disarm or trip opponents, or throw large objects at them. More powerful Force users could send opponents flying, and dark side users could strangle a target, or even crush their bodies. There are many, many applications of this power, and it's generally the first alter technique the Jedi's learn. The mind trick, or mental manipulation, falls under the alter category as well. Using this technique, a Force user convinces a target to believe or agree to whatever the Force user wished. As mentioned, several alien species were resistant or immune to this, and it was easier to use on weaker-minded individuals. Jedis were somewhat reluctant to use this ability, and generally only used it for the greater good, whereas dark side users had no qualms, and would even go a step further using techniques to cause fear, insanity, or even take over an individual's mind entirely. Another technique utilized by certain dark side users, especially members of the Sith, is Force lightning. Conducting the Force down their arms, they converted it into a form of electricity that could range from stunning a target into unconsciousness to killing them outright. A lightsaber could conduct the attack, but a powerful enough blast might overwhelm the lightsaber wielder. Using powerful control techniques, a Force user could deflect the lightning or even send it back to its origin. Very few Jedi utilized this power, as it was often seen as inherently corrupt, but certain Jedi did use it without succumbing to the dark side. Force users could also use alter techniques to jump further, slow their falls, or even possess a form of flight. Alter abilities were essential for any Force user in combat, and these abilities are mostly what earned Force sensitives awe, fear, and respect. Overall, this is just a small piece of the history of the Force, its universal presence, and its potential applications. The Force and its uses are not only limited to individuals such as Jedi Knights or the Sith. Many people connect with and utilize the Force without even realizing it, as it guides their actions and paths. Some believe that the Force is sentient, a form of omnipresent deity that watches and guides people down certain roads. Others believe that the Force was merely a concept of nature, existing everywhere but without a sense of direction. Some believe that a balance between light and dark must always be preserved. Others believe that the Force was inherently dark. Regardless, the Force is the most mysterious and enigmatic concept within Star Wars, and has been essential in making it such a cultural phenomenon.